7. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you read
item number 11 from the Milwaukee County Youth Task Force submitting an informational report regarding the recommendations to establish and organize a committed programming plan for youth in Milwaukee County. This item was also referred to the Committee on Health and Human Needs. It is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Mr. Crowley, would you introduce yourself and your position to our viewing audience, please?
My name is David Crowley. I'm a legislative assistant to Supervisor Nakia Harris.
Thank you. Proceed.
The Milwaukee County Youth Task Force was created by an adopted resolution in September 2011 to address barriers for youth in Milwaukee County. Beginning in March of 2012, the task force met each month to discuss the following topics: youth violence prevention, parks and recreation activities, public transportation and transit issues, children's court programming, county-sponsored youth programs, including employment opportunities, a Milwaukee County Youth Commission, and Youth Sports Authority. In response to these directives laid out in the resolution, the task force collaborated to comprise a list of recommendations to address these concerns. And the one way that we actually got the youth task force combined was we sent out different press releases and applications through various media outlets and social media outlets, including Facebook, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, school email, etc. The Milwaukee County Task Force has outlined potential strategies that can increase the youth appeal in interacting with Milwaukee County resources, as well as other alternative structuring programming for youth to direct their energy into positive community enrichment. The task force divided into smaller groups to develop recommendations and possible solutions for each subcategory. Each group had a different style and approach for outlining the layout of the recommendations. For example, sometimes the solutions included the recommendations, and sometimes the issues are identified separately from the solutions. The task force respectfully recommends for the respective committees to review the following recommendations. For parks and recreation, in the community of Milwaukee, finding employment is somewhat of a struggle for the youth. Expanding youth employment would not only occupy the youth's time with something constructive, but it will also assist in making the process of cleaning parks easier with more people contributing. One of the recommendations was including a youth employment portal. When looking at Milwaukee County Parks website, there should be a clear tab when finding employment opportunities for young people. Should clearly state employment and programming opportunities, county calendar with all events stated clearly and open to the community. We know that there's a partnership currently with the park system with MyWeb, the Milwaukee Area Workforce Investment Board. And we talked to them about basically trying to find ways to expand the Milwaukee Conservation Corps to employ more young people, but also to allow internships so people could collect credits for college or high school. But we also thought about creating a youth advisory board to help monitor and promote activities and employment opportunities within the park system. Attempt to find employment opportunities within the park system, and plan and coordinate events for young people. We had a good number of committed young people here, and they really didn't find too many issues with the park system, but they wanted to basically get more involved as far as being employed and finding more opportunities for activities for young people.
Have you as yet, Mr. Crowley, had the opportunity to meet with Parks administrative staff?
We have had an opportunity to meet with almost every department affecting these particular topics that we discussed. It was not only an opportunity for the young people to give input, but it was also an opportunity for them to learn more about the county and what departments affect them directly and indirectly.
Very good. Other questions by committee members? Supervisor Harris?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just like to add that our former colleague, Supervisor Biddle, actually created this piece of legislation in response to the issue that happened at State Fair with our young people and the fight that broke out at State Fair. And so in order to address the problems in our community around youth violence and youth not having really a lot of things to do that will engage them in positive ways, this piece of legislation was created. And so myself and another youth chaired this committee or this youth task force with the support of my assistant, legislative assistant David, who staffed it and did a great job reporting out. But basically what we've, you know, I want to also add is that we had about 15 to 17 youth, I forget the number.
Yes, we had about 15 young people.
Youth that we recruited, and I can tell you that we recruited across Milwaukee County so that we could have a diverse group of young people making decisions over essentially, you know, their lives and what they want to see in Milwaukee County. And what we ultimately would like to do is reinstitute the youth council here in Milwaukee County. And so I am currently working with partnering with an organization that will help us do a youth summit to further the work that we've already done here at the county with our youth and take it a step further and reinstitute it, because I think, you know, our youth need to be involved, they need to be engaged, and this group of young people are very, very intelligent, very talented, and I think some of our staff can attest to that, having met these students themselves, that they just had a wealth of understanding and knowledge and brought a lot to the table. And so we have a lot to be proud of, to know that these young people participated. And so, you know, so we're moving forward. We're going to continue to make sure we find solutions to our problems. And I think that, you know, if you met these young people, you'll be proud of them and what they were able to produce. I also want to mention that despite, you know, the adults that were, you know, assigned to this committee, them not really showing up that much, the youth still were on target, use the direction that they had in the room, which was myself, sometimes Supervisor Haas, Russell Stamper, and, you know, and others. So, again, we got a lot more work to do, but the young people came up with a great recommendation for you all. So thanks.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to thank Supervisor Harris for her leadership on this on the Youth Task Force, and thank Mr. Crowley for your very able assistance. You were at, I think, every meeting. I know we were, virtually every meeting, certainly more than I was at. I tried to make quite a number of them, too. Yeah, so thank you both. I was impressed during your meetings with the engagement of many of the youth that we had there, and they had a lot of great ideas for ways we can improve our systems. They are affected by the decisions that we make here, and I think this gave them an insight into how those decisions are crafted and the thinking that goes into them, and they can tell us as a recipient how it feels, how it affects them. It was invaluable, I think, for us to get that feedback, as well as to give them an insight into how this body functions. I would look forward to participating in this again.
And again, I definitely echo, they were an outstanding group of young people to work with. And, you know, one of the things that they did touch on was the Milwaukee County Youth Council or Commission on Youth and reinstituting that. They don't feel that they can actually make an impact on Milwaukee County just for a meeting for a couple of months, but figure if they reinstitute the Commission on Youth, will have an opportunity to actually affect young people's lives in Milwaukee County.
Well, Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to comment. I noticed on the information we've been provided that one of the recommendations was a county calendar with all events stated clearly and open to the community.
Yes.
Please pass it along to the youth that is an undertaking already underway. I'm working with IMSD and the team technology committee currently to get something like that going. And if they have any concerns or, you know, specific input, they can contact me directly anytime, because that's already on the slate to go forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I would simply add that over the past generation, it's been very clear that fiscal constraints have eroded the possibilities that we once had in terms of recreational programming, both in our park system and in our school playgrounds, to the point where they're nearly non-existent, and yet we're spending $103,000 a year to incarcerate a single juvenile. If we kept six of them out of the slammer, can you imagine what we could fund in terms of recreational? And it's a chicken and egg idea, so thank you very much for the work that you put in, as David. Here's to you.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This item is informational. No action is necessary. We'll move on to item number 12, please.